You see? Even Derek Prince. Because be subject to the Father of spirits, be subject to the Father's mission, and life flows through you. And then you can stand up and say, I don't care about ministry at the prime when we've got invitations in 50 nations and every state in North America, and they're coming in every day. I just want to make the Father's love known to a little 15-year-old boy. Because the great commandment comes before the great commission. But when we make the great commission before the great commandment, whose mission are you subject to? Has it worked in church history thus far? No. It results in people feeling like an orphan, living life as if they don't have a home, striving, anxieties, fears, turmoil, marriages falling apart. And at least in North America, the divorce rate among marriages in the church is just the same as those outside the church. Whose mission are we subject to? See, I began to realize that every time I'm more concerned with ministry than I am meeting the needs of my family, whose mission am I subject to? Because if Satan can't stop me from doing good things, he will keep me busy doing good things. Because it's all about being subject to the Father's mission. And because Lucifer, living amongst a home of perfect love and joy and peace, no fear, no anxiety, no sickness, no sin, no death, says, I think I'll do it my way. We need to realize it defiled one third of all of heaven. And when a few men and women of God say, I think I'll come in agreement with the Father of Lies' way and put the Great Commission before the Great Commandment, how much of the body has that defiled? And caused us to live by the love of law instead of by the law of love. That's why I say it's the undiscovered country. We've missed it. We've missed it. The simplicity of what we were created for. To live our lives doing the most natural thing there is on earth. Doing what we were created to do. To receive love and give it away to the next person we meet. But Lucifer's cast down to the earth with all those that were defiled, that says, why can't Dad do it my way sometimes? Any 14-year-old here not thought that? Why can't he do it my way sometimes? And he comes down to the earth. So once somebody becomes a spiritual orphan, they want to do everything possible to make everybody else just as miserable as they. So a couple of other kids happen to be hanging around Dad's garden. Adam and Eve happen to be there, and every fiber of their being dwells in perfect love. They looked at the Father face to face, and they drank of the love in His eyes. They tasted of His love. They walked through the garden, no doubt, holding hands. But see, people with an orphan heart are always envious of someone that has any sense of love and intimacy. They will kill thousands of people to get that one small portion of land, though they own 50 times what that one true son has right to. And so he comes to Adam and Eve, and what's the first thing he challenges with? Has God said? First thing he goes after is what God thinks about you. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. He tries to steal what God thinks about you from you. Brian didn't talk to you when he walked in the door.